A House committee hangs up on cell phones on airlines. Beechcraft reports strong finish to 2013. And Congress moves to compel fair rulemaking on sleep apnea. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 13, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. A measure to ensure cell phone calls stay out of airplane cabins was approved by the U.S. House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure on Tuesday. The full Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, chaired by U.S. Representative Bill Schuster, Republican of Pennsylvania, approved the measure by simple voice vote. The bipartisan legislation prohibits the use of cell phones for voice communications only during the in-flight portion of any scheduled domestic commercial flight. The bill contains exemptions from the ban for on-duty members of flight and cabin crews, as well as federal law enforcement personnel acting in an official capacity. Chairman Schuster said of the bill, quote, "Airplane cabins are by nature noisy, crowded, and confined. In our day-to-day lives, when we find someone's cell phone call to be too loud, too close, or too personal, we can just walk away. But at 30,000 feet, there's nowhere else for an airline passenger to go. Under this bill, passengers will be able to use their mobile devices to stay connected through getting online, emailing, texting, and more. During flights, it is common sense and common courtesy to continue keeping cell phone calls on the ground." End quote. Beechcraft Corporation said in a report delivered Monday that in the fourth quarter, the company delivered 72 commercial Beechcraft products compared to 48 Beechcraft airplanes in the same period the previous year. Throughout the entire year of 2013, the company saw a 64% increase in deliveries, with 205 commercial Beechcraft products delivered during the year compared to only 125 in 2012. Among the 2013 highlights for the new Beechcraft Corporation, the largest general aviation propeller aircraft order in history, valued at up to $1.4 billion, to deliver up to 105 King Air 350i aircraft to Wheels Up. 60 million flight hours exceeded on the worldwide fleet of King Air turboprops, by far leading all business aircraft fleets, and delivery of the 4,000th Model 36 Bonanza, the longest continually produced aircraft in history. The NBAA on Tuesday welcomed passage by the U.S. House of Representatives of House Resolution 3578, bipartisan legislation to compel the FAA to follow its long-established rulemaking process before implementing any mandatory pilot screening requirement for obstructive sleep apnea as a condition for getting a medical certificate. The House measure, sponsored by House Aviation Subcommittee Chairman Representative Frank Lobiondo and Ranking Aviation Subcommittee Member Representative Rick Larson, passed by a voice vote. Similar legislation was introduced in the Senate last month. The FAA announced in November 2013 its plan to begin requiring OSA screening for pilots with a body mass index, or BMI, of 40 or greater. Agency officials later suggested that the screening requirement would ultimately apply to additional pilots, regardless of the class of medical certificate or the type of operation in which the pilot flies. A new version of the Grumman Mallard may soon be flying again, thanks to the creation of Mallard Aircraft, a new venture to reintroduce the turbine Mallard amphibious, utility, commuter, VIP, and special mission aircraft. Aviation industry veteran Sam Jansen Jr. will head up the program, including market introduction and global manufacturer selection for initial Mallard production. The original Grumman Mallard was the first aircraft certified by the FAA in the transport category. The all-new turbine Mallard heralds back to that original Grumman design, only with 21st century upgrades, including all-new Pratt & Whitney Canada PT6 engines, Rockwell Collins avionics, and a host of other details and design features. The all-new turbine Mallard from Mallard Aircraft is the only aircraft expressly designed for amphibious flight and is customizable for any mission requirement up to and including room for 17 passengers when configured for passenger transport. When Aero News continues, Ghost Rider takes to the skies. Do they parlez-vous français on Mars? And could Justin Bieber be headed to the big house?
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Renbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Renbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Renbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Renbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. After more than a year of modification maintenance, the newly created AC-130J Ghost Rider took to the sky for the first time as a gunship at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida on January 31st. In early January of last year, the Air Force Special Operations Command MC-130J Commando II arrived at Eglin to begin the modification process with the goal of creating a best-of-both-worlds aircraft. The end result became a hybrid C-130, with the flying proficiencies of the MC-130J and the combat capabilities of the AC-130. The modification was completed at Eglin because the AC-130J test team and test program are located there. Converting a mobility aircraft into a strike aircraft meant adding the Precision Strike Package, which was developed by U.S. Special Operations Command to support ground forces in overseas contingency operations. The package includes dual electro-optical infrared sensors, a 30-millimeter cannon, Griffin missiles, all-weather synthetic radar, and small-diameter bomb capabilities. A total of 32 MC-130J aircraft will be modified as part of a $2.4 billion program. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden and Jean-Yves Le Gall, president of the National Center of Space Studies of France, signed an implementing agreement on Monday for cooperation on a future NASA Mars lander called the Interior Exploration Using Seismic Investigations, Geodesy, and Heat Transport Mission, or the InSight mission. The InSight mission currently is planned for launch in March 2016 and is scheduled to land on Mars 6 months later. Designed to study the planet's deep interior, the lander seeks to understand the evolutionary formation of rocky planets, including Earth, by investigating Mars' deep interior. Justin Bieber's alleged pot-smoking antics aboard a chartered business jet last month could land the pop star in federal prison should he be found guilty of interfering with a flight crew. Bieber reportedly could be facing such charges from the FAA. NBC News reports that the captain of the flight warned Bieber and his father to repeatedly stop smoking marijuana during the flight. The two were also allegedly abusive toward the flight attendant, who was told by the captain to stay near him in the cockpit to avoid further abuse from the passengers. Multiple law enforcement agencies said that the chartered G4 was so full of pot smoke when it landed at Teterboro that the flight crew had been forced to wear oxygen masks during the latter stages of the flight. Now, NBC News is reporting that it is looking into the allegations that the passengers interfered with the flight crew, which would be in violation of FAA regulations. The investigation is currently only in its fact-finding stage, and no charges have been brought. So, could it be that bad boy Bieber is finally one toke over the line? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.